Okay, here's the story so far. Arnie and Fatty have foiled Osama bin Laden's plot to infect the world with nanobot clones of himself. During their escape, Arnie got shot in the arse, but he's recovering well. Fatty's gone home, and everything's back to normal. A tenor says they screw things up within a minute.
Ah, my ass!
Oh, stop whining, Arnie. It's just a flesh wound.
Hey, I've been lying face down with my ass in the air for 2 goddamn days. I'll whine as much as I like.
You're lucky. I'm the one who's gonna look at the damn thing.
When I was Mr. Olympia, I was famous for my ass. Do you know how much iron I had to pump to get this ass? Now it's ruined. And George hasn't even come to visit me.
He's here, Arnie. He just got his tires stuck in the coffee vending machine.
Hey, oops, sorry, mister. I guess I tripped over your drip thingy again.
We got a flatliner!
I'll leave you folks to it. Clear! Hi, Arnie! Boy, Arnie, it's a full moon tonight. I was looking for a vase, but you had a place I could stick these flowers all along. Hey, this not funny.
Come on, George, stop fooling. Arnie laid his ass on the line for us, literally.
I'm kidding, buddy. You did a great job. Ah, not the ass. Sorry.
All we need now is the bottle of nanobot serum you stole from Osama's lab.
It's in my bag.
Perfume, cigarettes. Did you stop at duty-free on the way back?
The bargains were so good. Hey, cool. A bottle of mint julep. My favorite.
George, no!
Whack my bush.
Come on, Tony. You got to make a decision on this NHS white paper.
I can't right now, John. I've got a load of other things to worry about. Damn it. This Sudoku is bloody impossible!
Well, ask Gordon for some help. He's good with numbers.
Never! You answer it, I'm not in.
Hello, the Prime Minister's residence.
Fatty?
Oh, it's you, George. What do you want?
We got a situation, Fatty. You and Tony have got to drop everything and join us on a special mission.
Why? Which defenseless country are we going to invade this time? Liechtenstein? Bermuda? Iceland, because you don't like Bjork?
No. We're gonna invade me.
He's really lost it this time, Tony.
No, listen, I've accidentally drunk Osama's nanobot serum, and now I've only got 48 hours to stop them before I turn into a Quran-bashing Islamic fundament.
George, have you forgotten to take your pills again?
No, it's true!
Give me the goddamn phone. Fatty, you and Tony get your asses over here right now, or we won't let you have any shiny new Trident missiles.
Like we care. Tony used to be in the CND. It might be nice of him to put one of his political principles into practice for a change. So, what do you say to that?
We've installed a 24-hour all-you-can-eat buffet at the White House.
We're on our way.
John, what are you doing? Now I've got to ask Cherie's permission to go off on this jaunt.
So?
You know she thinks George is a bad influence on me. And as a human rights lawyer, she's not too keen on his policies either.
She's a likeable enough lass. I'm sure she'll be very understanding.
My bush will whack.
And you tell Mugabe that if he doesn't start respecting the rights of his people, I'm going to nail his balls to the door of the UN building. Leo. Have you finished your drawing homework yet?
Not yet, Mummy.
Well, you'd better have it done by bath time, or I'll nail your balls to the door of the nursery.
Cherie, can I have a word?
Have you got an appointment?
No, but I've got a little request.
Honestly, Tony, do you think you can just waltz in here for a chat? I've got a high-powered legal career, children, property developments and New Age mysticism to juggle. I can give you a window of a minute and no more.
Right, well, I was wondering if we could reschedule our evening meetings for the next few days?
What? But I've had all the rubberware cleaned, especially.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's just that George needs...
George? It's always George. Just remember, you may be George's bitch during the day, but at night, you're mine.
Absolutely, darling. No question about it. So, can I go?
I'll give you 3 nights off. But when you come back, you'd better be ready for some pain.
Ah, great.
So, Cherie does wear the black PVC trousers in that household. But can Tony and John save George from the nanobots? How will they do it? And what painful homecoming is in store for Tony when he gets back? Find out in the next rubber-clad episode of...
Whack My Bush.
Hey y'all, Brittany here. These guys at whackmybush.com are just so cool. They're like trying to change the planet, yeah? You know, like saving whales for sushi bars only and other cool stuff? I don't know why I had to do this plea naked, but, you know, donate a few bucks through PayPal. He's a really cool dude. Yeah, go for it.